It's been a year of belt tightening for lots of government bodies, including the Pentagon. Now with the pending bipartisan, hear that? Bipartisan budget deal, Congressman Mike Turner says he got his wish.
This deal would prevent the sequester for a two-year period, and it also would give certainty to the Department of Defense.
The Pentagon is avoiding $20 billion in would-be sequestration cuts. Michael Gesell of the Dayton Development Coalition agrees the deal is positive, but he says government employees are getting the short end of the stick. Many civilians will have to pay more into their retirement funds, and some military employees could see cuts to benefits, too.
It is an unfortunate way to reach a budget agreement, and it will negatively affect the money flowing into the Dayton economy.
And Wright-Patterson Air Force Base might see some layoffs as the Air Force trims its costs. Still, the Pentagon's discretionary budget for next year is about $75 billion more than it was in 2003, the year the U.S. went to war in Iraq. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.